The usual players were there talking about crop insurance, conservation, trade, and nutrition titles. But other voices representing smaller farming operations were also heard. Jeff Hawkins from Wabash County said big farm bills don't often serve the needs of smaller farming operations.
Yes, you can shoehorn in some of us smaller interests also to receive some short-term benefits, which is mildly helpful. But overall, farm bills need to address the more important issues that would really help our kind of agriculture.
Some groups ask to be left out of the next farm bill, like Joe Moore with the Indiana Beef Cattle Association.
We do not seek a livestock title this year. Cool and GIPSA were two issues that cost the beef industry billions of dollars over the years. And after a long effort, Cool was finally defeated, as you know. We're hoping that maybe the GIPSA rule can be withdrawn here soon, too. So as such, we don't want to see a livestock title in this farm bill.
Mike Beard from Clinton County asked Senator Donnelly to support efforts to protect the livestock industry from a catastrophic disease outbreak like foot and mouth disease.
The risk of an FMD outbreak grows as global trade and travel and terrorism continue to expand. A workable FMD vaccine bank can minimize the impact on the U.S. economy and reduce government costs of an FMD outbreak.
Sarah Delbach, a sixth-generation farmer from DeKalb County, called for a safety net program that is more flexible and responsive to changes in the farm economy.
You can have a flexible program that will adapt to whether we have a year where we see a spike in prices, we have a year where we see a sharp decline in prices.
Senator Donnelly, a member of the Senate Agriculture Committee, said he would work to make sure that all these interests were addressed and included in the next farm bill, a tall order with funding likely to be cut for all programs in the new farm bill. At the State Fair, I'm Gary Truitt.